Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, April 23rd. Just a quick note, I will be a guest of Paul Yeager on Market to Market, Iowa Public TV, over the weekend. You can watch online at iowapublictv.org, I think it is. And I hope you guys will take a second and tune into that. The grains closed mixed, with May corn up 5 cents at 655.5. That's a new contract high and high close. December corn was down 2.5 cents at 550.75. May wheat steady, 710.25. That makes a double top contract high close on the May contract. May beans up 6.5 cents, 1539.75. New contract high and high close there. Meal was up 40 cents. Oil was up 19 ticks. The trade was really very choppy here today. Corn, beans, wheat, all traded higher and lower a couple of times during the day here. Market really couldn't make up its mind. There was talk out of Argentina and Brazil about how bad things are there. But the market apparently in Brazil, despite a minimum of 135 million metric ton crop, they're experiencing prices, as some are saying, they're just crazy hot. So obviously, I think that led to some of the big rally we had during the day. We rallied as much as 30 cents off the lows. And I think that was due to those comments out of Brazil. But overall, weather should get warmer next week. Better planting opportunities. There will be some rain around. But for the most part, we look like we're in okay shape once we start to warm up. Big question is how much damage has been done to the wheat crop. Any problems with germination on the corn will have to be addressed, but I don't think it's going to be a huge issue despite the cold weather we've seen out here. So overall, you know, we're at these contract highs. Funds are long. Yes, we can go another week, certainly making contract highs on the last Friday of the month. But I think, you know, we're kind of fighting upstream a little bit here now. We had the export sales, but that was for new crop. So I don't think that's a big indicator of what's happening in the world. And we still have to be very careful about what's happening on the Chinese situation with Taiwan. Lord knows if they make a move against Taiwan, I think these grain markets will head south in a big way. So again, as always, would I have some puts on to protect the downside? You bet. If you want to sell grain, that's fine. Just make sure you're with call options. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.